You're listening to SBS News.
When SBS World News first met with five of the six former Afghani soldiers who sought asylum in Australia after last October's Invictus Games in Sydney, they were anxious about their future, afraid of being sent back to Afghanistan. Today, their feelings are of joy and relief, having been granted permanent protection by the Australian government. Riaz Talash describes what it was like to get the news.
I was waiting for my visa. When I got it, I became very happy. When I heard the news, we were expressing our happiness. I was dancing.
Four of the men are now studying English and computer skills at a TAFE in Western Sydney and living in a nearby share house. Two of them, double amputees, have been gifted electric scooters from a local Islamic charity. Sohail Nasiri says he's excited to be able to plan the next stage of his life.
I gave the physical part of my body to Afghanistan, to my home country, but I will give my brain to Australia.
The men's lawyer, Alison Patterson from Human Rights for All, says the granting of permanent protection visas to all the group shows how strong their claims for asylum were.
Look, it was a lot of work and a lot of effort, so not surprising. It is rare in the current sort of climate for that number of permanent protection visas to be granted.
The men are hoping to raise money to buy new prosthetic limbs and have them fitted. And father of two, Aminullah Arsalan, longs to be reunited with his family.
We came here with real danger that our lives were facing. So we have been given this visa and we were not rejected. So I am very thankful to the government. We have got everything here. The only wish I have is that my family could be brought safely.
Now the next chapter of their lives can begin. Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.